Well, we see two things in this gospel passage. One, our Lord comparing the people by whom he's surrounded. Well, here he calls it this generation. Which generally, when he refers to generation, he means from the New Testament on. As the saints are wont to call the last age in which we are now present. And it basically, what he is stating is, he sees their lack of faith. And then he goes on to make a comparison as if they were speaking. Well, actually, he tells what they are saying, the people, from John the Baptist and Sinan, and when the Lord refers to the Son of Man, he refers to himself. Basically, himself and his humanity. And John, who fasted, didn't eat and drink, and they thought that was abnormal. In fact, they go even further. He's possessed by a demon. And then himself, our Lord, who is eating and drinking with his disciples, he spends time with tax collectors and other sinners. And they say he is a glutton, he's a drunkard, as we read throughout the gospel, that he doesn't follow the law. And our Lord makes the point over and over again. He's the one that gave the law in the first place. So he's not breaking it, he is actually fulfilling it. But in any case, then know what our Lord says. Wisdom is vindicated by her works. The works he does show, the wisdom, his wisdom. And of course, above all his works, what works? His miracles, which time and time again demonstrated his divinity, which is what the people failed to see. That's why their lack of faith. The man before them was also God. An awesome, awesome mystery when you stop to reflect on it. But yet, that's the way it is. Interesting enough, today we celebrate St. Damasus I, who was elected Pope in 361. Or maybe it's 366. I think it's 366, anyways. It happens he was 61 years of age at that point, and he reigned for 23 years, and he had plenty of time to do many things. One of them was to condemn certain heresies. The first one was Arianism. And condemned Arian several times, who taught that Christ wasn't divine, something less than God. He also condemned another heretic, I can't remember the name, who taught that the Holy Spirit wasn't divine. So, he had ample opportunity to condemn heretics. And the Council of Constantinople was called at his time, during his time. He also embellished, that's what we saw in the opening prayer, he embellished the tombs of the martyrs, which he had a great devotion. But here we have one constantly, for many years, devoted to God, to pleasing him, and to bringing that faith to the people entrusted to him, the whole Catholic Church. He was the Pope. And seeking the truth, proclaiming the truth, showing exactly these words of our Lord, how wisdom is vindicated by her works, where wisdom truly resides. And where does it reside? Well, what is true? Who is truth? God is truth. There we find a full truth, fullness of truth. There we find in him fullness of wisdom. Let us not hesitate to access it then, which we can, through our prayer, through our reflection and study, that very wisdom, and grow in it, nothing more than the love of God. Praise be Jesus and Mary.